some thoughts about people bonding with an all-weather, rugged floor carpet, turquoise and teal, geometric pattern that says PDX, Portland, Oregon. The Portland Airport. Yes, this is a story about a love affair with an airport carpet and the heartbreak from the decision by the Portland Airport to apparently rip up the old blue-green fabric. Alan Casinelli owns the PDX Carpet online store, which sells products boasting the PDX carpet pattern. Alan, welcome to The Takeaway.
Hi, John.
I would think you'd be really excited about this because that carpet's got to be worth more than the airport itself in little coasters and welcome mats all torn up, right? And you'd be in line to get all that.
Yeah, I hope to get a piece of the actual carpet once they actually rip it up, but we'll see how that goes.
Now, it's hard for me to see the trajectory from carpet in an airport to people really think it's cool to an actual online store that sells carpet stuff. Can you sketch out that story for me?
Sure. Well, you know, the carpet was, you know, installed in 1987 and has really been there for my entire life. So it really brings back a sense of nostalgia for people who go to the Portland Airport. And, you know, at this point, it's almost kind of like a Portlandia kind of inside joke for people who are born and raised in Portland and just seeing that kind of iconic, you know, 80s kind of Atari style look brings back those memories of home for people who travel to and from Portland. And that's kind of why I started the store. Is there's all these people who live outside of Portland who want to, you know, hold on to that sense of that home feeling that the PDX carpet always brought them. So we sell t-shirts and pillows and tote bags to kind of give them and allow that kind of memory of the carpet to live on.
We're in the t-shirt and tote bag business here at WNYC Radio, so we're kind of bros here on this. what is iconic about that carpet? Is it because it's so ugly? Is it because of the color scheme, the geometric shapes? What?
You know, I think the color scheme is something that it's, you know, it's kind of a blast from the past, especially the kind of the logo design as well, as you don't really see kind of logos like that anymore. And it just has so much history. I think with each person has lots of different moments kind of associated with the PDX carpet, you know, when you're flying home for Christmas or meeting in-laws and whatnot. You know, you see the PDX carpet before you even see the people nowadays. So it's kind of that first really visual moment that you know that you are home.
Well, I'll tell you, I can't remember the look of a carpet in any airport I've ever been to, including Portland. But hey, that's just me. And you can go to thetakeaway.org and get some, you know, Portlandia endorphins induced in your own brain. We've got the pattern over there. Why wouldn't they just put a new carpet down that's exactly the same as the old one before we go?
You know what? I think that's what a lot of people wish that they had done, is just keep the same carpet logo, but they are replacing it with this new one that, you know, just, it looks like kind of like what you said. It looks like a generic carpet airport and doesn't really have that feeling of Portland that this old one has had since 1987.
Which might just boost the value of all that stuff in the PDX carpet online store, huh, Alan?
Yeah, I'm hoping so.
Good luck. Alan Casinelli, owner of the PDX carpet online store, the carpet being replaced at the Portland Airport.
Thanks, Joe.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.